Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find your one thing. Celebrate Earth Day all year long by doing simple things that will make a positive difference for the Earth and our environment. Switch to eco-friendly cleaning products or make your own from simple household ingredients like Castile soap, baking soda, and vinegar. Walk or bike to nearby destinations, which will reduce your carbon footprint. These are just a couple of small ways that you can make a big impact. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either one. Our best prices of the season are here now, in-store, online, store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery-powered Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more savings on everything, from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring on spring. The spring savings event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through April 18th while supplies last.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
National contest data message rates apply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
This hour's code is the word travel. Text the word travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, to 72881. That's the code word. Place you text, and you can win $1,000. All right, so text the word travel, T-R-A-V-E-L. Sam actually won $1,000 Tuesday, right, at this very time. So if you'd like a chance to win $1,000, just grab your cell phone and text the word travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, to 72881. Good luck to you. We'll have another fresh code word coming up for you at 12 noon here on the Jason and John Show.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right, you're on with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. If you can't tell, I'm a little excited on this Friday because we got plenty to talk about. Last night, Penny Hardaway met with not one Lawson, John, but two. He met with Chandler Lawson. He met with Jonathan Lawson, both over a Zoom meeting. We reported that not long after we left the show. I'm going to tell you how it went. We've got some details here, plenty of them. Also got some Grizzlies-Knicks tonight. How about the Grizzlies trying to close out this road trip 4-0, baby?
4-0.
How you feel about it?
Wow.
Vegas feels good. Grizzlies a 1.5-point favorite tonight. So I'm feeling good. John's feeling good. Brad's feeling good. We hope you're feeling good heading on into this weekend. John, how you doing?
Well, perhaps we're going to be able to close a chapter of this book for the Memphis basketball roster in 2021-22.
What a book it has been.
Rounding it all out here. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been filling in the blanks, putting the pieces of the puzzle together here live on the show all week long, the last couple of weeks. Perhaps those final two spots will soon be spoken for. We'll get into that on the show today. 11:45, Ernie Kuiper, El Pepe, El Jefe, is going to join us.
Translated as the boss.
Yes. I don't know what El Pepe translates to, but I just call him that. I don't know why. I call Ernie a lot of things.
This feels like daddy, a little close to daddy.
That's Poppy.
This Pepe dude works Poppy. Harder than any of these many staff members that Mike Miller has.
Ernie is a grinder. There's no question about that.
A total grinder.
He's got a heck of an innovation.
You guys abuse him a little bit, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Every time he comes on, we like to humble him.
Not you, Jason. I think John and some of his posse there.
Yes. Utmost respect.
Yes. Well, you know, look, sometimes you gotta keep
respect.
You know, if you can't read on the fifth grade level, you got to be called out for it. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Ernie.
No, I'm kidding.
This man.
They're real comfortable, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that about a grown man.
That's Ernie, a poker room conversation
Ernie,
right there.
Ernie is my man, and he's going to join us at 11:45. Mm-hmm. He actually has a game tomorrow that involves Jonathan Lawson, the Jack Jones shootout, which has gone on in Memphis for a long, long time.
Very nice.
I'm going to be on the call on local Memphis. This will be my second television assignment. We've
just grown with you.
That's
We're
right.
So
fans
special.
Watching
right.
your career, and it's taking off.
Well, look, it's actually an interesting event because you got Jonathan Lawson, who is obviously a Memphis interest recruit.
Yeah.
You've got Mason Miller, who's headed to Creighton.
Yeah.
Debo Coleman's coming in. He's headed to Georgia Tech.
I want to see him.
Yeah.
Because he's Memphis born, right?
Yes. You have a lot of talent in this game.
I still haven't seen his game in person.
And that game is tomorrow at noon at Cotterville.
What's the attendance deal out there? Can they now have?
Yeah,
as many
I, think
as they want to?
I think they certainly plan on it. It's $5 admission, so I think they plan on it.
There's no cap
it.
On anything.
I don't think so.
They just had the NIT out there, I guess. So
yeah, but Cotterville has everything these days. It's a freaking palace. If you've not seen Cotterville,
it sure is.
It's absurd.
I've
that
been
is
out there
school.
The last 2 weeks, and it doesn't feel like Memphis. I'll tell you that. Anything well, around?
Is it? Is it? It's quite elaborate. I haven't been to that high school campus yet in Collierville, Greater Collierville.
I mean, right across this massive place where they've got like 3-4 gyms. They've got an indoor football practice facility across the way.
Do what? They have an indoor practice facility for football.
It's crazy.
Yes, brother.
It's crazy.
Holy mess.
I could spend 3 hours on it. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's that crazy when you see
it. So we're going to talk to El Jefe, Ernie Kuiper, at 11:45 about the game. Get a sense of Jonathan Lawson, right? He coached him to a state championship last year.
Jay Money.
He knows a lot about Jonathan Lawson and what he would be at the next level. So we'll get into that with Ernie at 11:45. Rob Doss, you're going to join us. Probably for the final time this season, this year.
Close out the college basketball season.
Exactly. Yeah. The college basketball season is officially over. We'll get into the championship game and sort of what the next few weeks may hold for the sport, all that, all the coaching changes with Rob Doster at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Jermaine Johnson. He came on staff there at the University of Memphis right before the season started. Seems like he will be back again, although nothing official has been announced. He will join us. At 1:25, we'll talk to him about the season for Memphis basketball.
We have not talked to him in this capacity, right?
No, we had him on, I think, when he was at UT Martin, I want to say.
Okay.
He was an assistant out there at UT Martin.
Right. So had Madlock on a bunch last year, Topper, yes. But okay, first
yes,
time with
will,
Jermaine.
This will be our first opportunity to catch up with Jermaine in an official capacity
clearly
there.
Feels like he'll be back.
Yes, I think that's a safe bet. I think he's right to feel that way. So anyway, we will talk to Jermaine Johnson at 1:25 about some of the moves that they've made. I don't know if they can talk about a lot of them yet because I don't think there's been an official
You got to be signed up.
Yeah, so
and if Timberlake isn't signed up,
he can't mention
the name.
Did they announce Davion Warren yet?
Has the school announced? That's a good because then, you know, as far as I know, I don't think so. I
haven't seen a press release.
Yeah, so I don't think he can mention them by name.
Yeah,
I
don't think we can talk about those guys specifically.
He can talk about what they've done.
But
what they're doing because Jermaine, we're about to talk about the Zoom call, apparently was on the call as well.
Yeah, so we will talk to Jermaine Johnson about all of that at 1:25. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting across from a man right now who has been reinvigorated. for the last 5 years.
I said reinvigorated.
I think admitting
you act like I got a testosterone shot or something, fool. Like I needed some tea, some extra tea around.
Let's be honest. I don't know.
Yeah, he makes it. Joking, getting out of here yesterday. And you come back in here joking again.
I don't think it was a shot of testosterone.
Hadn't you gotten enough off?
I think it was an injection, though. Mm-hmm. I think you have been motivated this week. Because I think for at least the last 2 or 3 years, you know, you've been content to sort of, all right, let me let John sort of get the reporting, and I'll weigh in.
Well, I think I'll leave that alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this week
it had been your turn.
This week you have taken those
reins
back.
Apparently it's my turn. I heard Jeff referring to me as the Lawson reporter.
Mm-hmm. And you have owned this story. You have been all over.
I don't need all that, John, because the story's Lawsons. Not over.
People are spending a lot of time confirming your work.
Well, that's a good place to be.
I appreciate Jason Munns for the way he's sort of for there's some of that people. Too many of us are like, I'm the source, right? And you stole my information. There's so many outlets around here now. So
I've never said anybody stole.
To the point, when we're civilized enough, and again, you could take this how you, but when we're civilized enough to all be able to, this guy broke the. I just think that's the way it's supposed to be.
Sure.
As opposed to, this is mine.
And also, information is not proprietary.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And people talk.
So
People talk. That's
I just appreciate when civilized folks like Munns, he breaks a story with, hey, good job. Yes. Same thing here. And so that's all I'm saying there.
Absolutely.
And I think he mentioned that in the story. He says 92.9's Jason Smith talked to the Lawsons. You appreciate that, right? That's
Amen.
The way it's supposed to be. We try to do the same thing.
Yes.
Okay? And that's the way it's supposed to be. Back to the point. I feel a little bit guilty. Because I got to say that Calkins asked me this morning on our hit if I had a sense of how the meeting went yesterday. And let me tell you something, John and BC. You know how you get in that? You've seen a Zoom, right?
Oh, yes.
There'll be a black box in there sometimes with no visual. That was basically me. I'm kidding. I was not on the Zoom. That would be an all-out lie. But I got what you need.
Oh.
You have the details.
Play coy now and then.
May as well have been in there with the audio off, with the visual off and all that stuff.
Wow. So you know exactly
audio
went
on,
down.
Visual off. Because all right,
well, look.
Tell me what you want to know. That's the best way to
let's hear it.
Best way to unpeel this.
So there are we've been talking about this really since Chandler
announced to
Caitlin
this morning
that he was transferring from Oregon, right? And it still seems as though as much as we have, there are still people out there who, for whatever reason, choose not to believe that Memphis's interest in the Lawsons is real. That this definitively won't happen. So I guess I would start there.
Even with the offers?
Yes. There are still people out there who reject that this reunion could take place.
Well, okay, to answer that, I'll say this. Penny Hardaway and his staff met with, this is important, both Chandler and Jonathan on the Zoom for over 2 hours last night.
Two hours. It's a long ass Zoom.
And so if you still have questions about how much Penny Hardaway with what he's gotten already, just got Earl Timberlake yesterday. If you still have questions about that, that should lay them to rest, right?
There is no way that Penny Hardaway
would Penny
spend
be on a Zoom for 2 hours with the Lawsons.
My goodness.
If that's torture.
That's a lot.
If he wasn't prioritizing getting them.
That's all in there.
Exactly.
There's 1,300 something or whatever the number is now, John. Kids in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Penny doesn't have to be on for 2 hours, right? Oh, and there's the other side of this, too. Lawson's too, right? That's 2 hours, and they got other schools calling.
Yeah.
And so they just saw Earl Timberlake, right? So you wouldn't be doing that meeting if you didn't think that there was a way to make this work, right? You guys see where we're going with this? And so I think almost you get so much just out of the time that this thing went last night, the fact that it went 2 hours, and you had to know.
I think that's telling.
Very. Mm-hmm. And you had to know, guys, that the Lawsons were going to be thorough. Because keep in mind, nobody knows Penny better, maybe, than them, because they've played for him. You know, they've watched him coach at East, coach their sons, obviously, and more importantly, they have been through this how many damn times?
A
with Diedrich,
times.
With KJ recruiting, not just with Memphis, but everybody. So they know pitches, they know Zooms to this point, and they're going to be real thorough when it comes to asking the right questions. And I'm telling you this right now, their questions ain't much different than the ones we've been asking, because there's this.
We feel like today that Musa is gone, right? We've said that all week long. Chandler seems like a more natural fit, maybe, right? Sort of been saying that in the sense that, well, if he's the way he can rebound, you're going to play him a lot on the inside, right? Musa's gone. You can see the opportunity. Close friends, as John's pointed out earlier this week, with Malcolm Dandridge, who you'd feel like maybe feeling pretty good about his situation now if Musa's gone. Close friends there. Can see him play a lot. That one seems like a more natural fit, perhaps. Get over. Jonathan feels like there's a couple more questions because you are bringing in guys, right? And you have guys, Nolly, Lester Quinones, who are going to be on the ball.
Yep.
And as talented as John has pointed out, Jay Money is, we all know, John thinks he can be a Division I point guard immediately. As talented as he all, where's the time on the ball? Because you also brought in a guy, Davion Warren, played 35 minutes a game last year, loves having the ball in his hands, 13th leading scorer in the country. Where's the time for Jonathan on the ball, right? Mm-hmm. I think those were some of the questions, clearly, that the Lawsons had for them last night for Penny.
So they wanted to know from Penny, will we be on the ball?
What's the plan? Because, listen, they've been, you know, I'll put it this way. For Chandler at Oregon, didn't go the way the pitch
no doubt
came, okay? Kind of got stuck under the basket. We don't have to go. This is the way it goes. And spent 2 years out there, but gets stuck under the basket. And what was sort of promised him, hey, you can play a little on the wing, be everywhere. Didn't happen, right? Start shooting a little bit more. Uh-uh. You're not going to do that here. So it's different. But my point there is this. He can't – this idea that you don't have a spot for him and can't tell him specifically, is that me or you?
I think it's me. I apologize.
And can't – you have to be able to tell him specifically, guys, because he just went through this with Oregon. Okay, what's the role? Same thing goes for Jonathan, like we said, particularly when you've got, let's face it, so many guards and wings. I asked Keelan how Penny did in terms of, it wasn't just Penny, it was the entire staff, in terms of answering
those questions.
So it was a
whole staff, it was Toppert, it was Penny.
And I'm assuming Jermaine on there as well. And maybe in some weird way Jermaine could tell us that before we, anyway, can confirm.
Yes.
But the entire staff is what I was told. There may have been someone from the support staff on at that point, John, because you know you can have someone bumped up into that assistant role. Why you don't have that full-time assistant. But I asked Keelan to get back to the point, how did Penny do, right, in terms of answering those questions? Because it's you know him so well, right? You know if he's shooting you straight, you know what their roster is going to look like. Hell, you know half the players on the roster real well.
Yep.
So if he ain't shooting you straight, you'd probably get it from them. Keelan said that he did a good job answering all the questions. Solid job answering all the questions.
And these are challenging questions, by the way.
And I think that's part of the reason why it goes 2 hours, right?
I mean, you got to go down the roster.
There's a lot of stuff to go over.
You got to go down each guy.
Here's the other part, baby. Here's the other part. It wasn't, and I think Keelan's probably fine with me sharing this. It was the family that was on the Zoom. It wasn't just Chandler and Jonathan. Man, KJ was on the Zoom.
Wow.
Okay? Chuck Lawson, Keelan's brother, who's covered basketball around here a long time, was on the Zoom. So what I'm getting at is that Penny was better had the right pitch.
You know what? That's
right?
Great.
Because he was about to get all the questions. And keep in mind, this is a KJ, a KJ who looked into playing at Memphis once Penny got back, ended up at Tulane, now asking Penny, hey, what's it going to be like for my brothers if they decide to do this?
Yeah.
They had everybody to make sure that they asked all the right questions is my point, and you do not do all of that.
Wow.
No.
You don't go to those lengths on either side unless you're trying to get this thing done. And I just think, John, if you look at the scholarship situation, what we've accounted for so far, they look like – and you look at the priority level, two-hour meeting.
Yep.
Feels like Penny thinks those are the last two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if this gets done.
We laid this out at the beginning of this week. And I would also say, too, like, I guess there would be – just to take the opposite side of this, right? I guess there would be some school of thought that maybe Penny is sort of reaching out to the Lawsons or, you know, Jonathan specifically, perhaps to put pressure on another player, right? That a player who, you know, maybe long playing or slow playing Memphis says, okay, well, we're going to do a Zoom with Jonathan Lawson, et cetera, in hopes that maybe that – it happens in recruiting all the time. You don't do that for 2 hours.
I was gonna say,
if it's a pressure
not
play.
Not for 2 hours,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just don't. It is obvious and clear to everybody that it's sincere and genuine interest.
Penny knows the optics of this.
Yes.
He knows that the whole town right now is following this.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So you're not trying to spend 2 hours unless you're trying to get it done.
Exactly.
Is the point.
Memphis has two scholarships available right now. Chandler Lawson and Jonathan Lawson are two players.
That would count Dandridge in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
would count Jaden on scholarship.
Yes.
For those that wonder about to get all caught up in the scholarship numbers,
yes,
that all fits with what you've got coming with Camden.
Yes.
Minot, and Anu.
Yeah, and of course, like you know, the scuttlebutt the last couple days has been that perhaps Landers Nolly declares for the draft, and who knows what happens. But again, I'm still going to count him in the fold until otherwise, right?
Well, I hope, yeah, that's your leading scorer last year. And again, you want that nucleus back.
Exactly.
And you lost a piece of that with Musa.
Yes, you did.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, hell, Boogie and DJ are part of the nucleus.
Yes.
There's no question. I want to set those guys to, they were part of that.
You're retooling.
Don't want to lose much more.
You're retooling. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit like the year after, Memphis went to the championship game, right?
Yeah.
Like, Memphis lost D. Rose and CDR from that, and Joey Dorsey from that team. Robert Dozier was still there. Antonio Anderson was still there.
Right.
And it was still a good team, but they had to go out and get Tyreke Evans, and they retooled a little bit. Memphis is retooling this roster. Some of the components are still the same, but it will look different. It will play different. It just will. They're going to have to play different because they're not going to have the rim protector that Musa was. They're just not. And they're not going to have a great deal of clarity, although I guess they might be used to this, at the point guard position. I think that's going to be a process. You know, who is it Jonathan Lawson? Again, I talked to somebody who I trust in basketball who knows Jonathan Lawson in his game, who says he is a D1 point guard, but probably better as a secondary ball handler than a primary. So that stuff will have to be figured out. But I think somebody tweeted you and said, I just don't get it. We need a point guard and a big. That's exactly what Jonathan and Chandler are. So that's what this is about. I mean, Jonathan is versatile. He can be a point guard or a wing. He can be whatever you want him to be. Mm-hmm. But he can be whatever you want him to be. So that is what you address by bringing these two guys in. Your two glaring needs. Jonathan's a guy who you throw into that mix at the point.
A couple of things, tidbits here before I tell you about how I feel about this. But a couple more tidbits in terms of information I got from Keelan. That's needs to, in terms of this recruitment, you're following this recruitment, you think, you know, what's going to happen here. Arkansas and TCU, okay, are involved. And they've done their Zooms. Probably going to, I asked Keelan, is that the last meeting? But no, probably going to do some follow-ups with TCU and Arkansas. Here's what's interesting. And you probably can judge it by, you probably could see this already by how active Muss has been in the transfer world.
Yep.
But Arkansas, at this point, to their own, is only after vets right now. They are after Chandler Lawson, not Jonathan. Okay, so it's one for Muss. Muss just wants Chandler.
Now they have
point.
Said they don't necessarily need them. I mean, Keelan told us he doesn't need them to play.
Absolutely,
at the same
and
spot.
We mentioned that. I'm glad you brought it back up again to that point. So again, the idea that this is you've still got schools recruiting them with Arkansas, it's one. Okay, so they don't have the benefit of, you know, or at least of, hey, come play with your brother. Two brothers will be together. Mm-hmm. TCU, to my understanding, wants both. Yeah. Like Memphis wants both, and I think. It sounds like Missouri has also entered the picture in some way or another. Not clear on one or two with them, but Missouri interested as well. But the point, Penny and TCU, at least I know, want both, okay? John's right. Need to bring that up. Keelan said not necessarily got to be both at the same school. Arkansas just wants the one. So, again, if you're Memphis, you're selling, hey, we want the two of them together. Exactly. You guys were going to Oregon together anyway. Right, I'm imagining TCU doing the same thing. So that's it. And then back to sort of to put the bring this thing full circle. Yeah, I was talking about this a little bit with Jeff this morning. Damn right, I'm rooting for this. You know, yeah, you're doing a little bit of reporting on it, but let's be real. I go back with Keelan over 15 years, covered him when he was winning his first state title at Hamilton back in 06, going undefeated. Okay, we go back. And his kid, literally Chandler and Jonathan at that point. I mean, that was 15 years ago. You're talking about the babies back then. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how far we go back. But I don't say that to say, oh, look at me, Lawson reporter. Mm-hmm. I say it to say I've seen the whole damn story. Right. Okay, and it feels like it may finally be coming, maybe to an more than an amicable ending, but a beautiful one. You get where I'm going with this?
100%.
The way this thing went, and what has been said about them, and some of that because you have to say it. Their own doing, right? What KJ did going out of here. But like I told you the other day, all of us in our own way said F you Tubby. Okay?
100%.
He just got Keon Claire Joe, whoever got it and put it out.
Well, hello there.
KJ do. We were all saying it some way or another. But that thing's been held against them and used as one of the reasons the program has fallen where it is now, this Lawson family, for too damn long, to the point they booed the booed the mess out of him down there when he's all they
he's
done.
He's crying at the podium. He's upset.
Awful. It clearly hurt the kid. Penny, forget what Jason's telling you. Penny told you it wasn't right.
Yep.
Okay, and he's the guy sitting in the seat. And so the idea last night, you had KJ on, right, with Penny. Been there, been through all these feelings with Memphis, right, trying to ask the right questions about his brother. Very interested in the idea of his brother's going. That sort of coming full circle. The idea that maybe these kids come back, and instead of getting booed, their family getting booed, they're cheered on. Now, that's a good Memphis basketball story. They've already been a good story because, like I told Jeff this morning, I don't think these clowns that come at them on social media that sure enough wouldn't say it to them in their face. And their face is going to be, Keelan, man, you and your son's contribution to this program. But you know, on social media, it's much easier. The folks that do that, and John knows this very well, you might have 30 to 40 of them don't like you. But it's not representative of most of the fan base. And when I heard Keelan this week sort of like worried about John, was it you that asked him the question of whether or not he'd be embraced?
Yeah.
Their family would be embraced by the program. It was almost, he was almost assured. He was like, no, we won't be. And I hate that. I told Jeff this morning, I hate that he feels that way. But you know why it is? Because that's what you hear is the junk. And unfortunately, you feel like it becomes representative of the entire program. I'm telling you right now, the majority of Memphis fans would welcome them back, right? Rightly so, would welcome them back, and this would end up the good story that it was always supposed, right? The ending up the right way that it always could have, and for many different reasons it had gone off the rails. That's me. That's me wanting to see this come. Does that mean they're ending up there? Hell no. Does that mean this thing's done? No. Folks, you know, stuff's still working behind the scenes.
Yep.
Would I like to see it happen? Heck yeah, because I think it'd be a better ending to the story with the Lawsons and Memphis and basketball here in this town, a better ending than what we've had,
well,
John.
Imagine.
So that's just me hoping. And,
well,
you know?
I mean, just imagine how fitting it would be if you know, all these years later, Chandler and Jonathan come back to Memphis and help this team and program get back to the NCAA tournament.
Because when it started, it's so funny. When Diedrich, and I remember I was there, but Madness had become such a weird deal at that point. When they came out, there was one section full. There was like 1,000 people down there, and it had already started to go downhill. Remember, they'd come to save Josh at that point, and it ends up, you know, doesn't go that way. But how about that? The coming back, you know, these two maybe end up restoring it with a guy they've already played for. It'd be a hell of a story. I mean, it's a book. And so, yeah, you know, I'm a guy that's a sucker for the happy endings, for the good movies.
Sure.
And this would be one hell of a movie. John, matter of fact, maybe it'd win an Oscar. Maybe this is my chance again. Did you just see the light bulb go off in my head? Remember Undefeated?
Well, they were going to have a Nickelodeon show.
Nah, I did, as John said, I signed everything away.
Yeah, this time you will not make that mistake again. You know,
this is an Oscar winner.
Remember, they almost had a Nickelodeon show.
Who would play Keelan?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, I'm about to fall.
Man, I love it.
You like Lawrence Fishburne?
Because he was the dad in Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
And Lawrence is just great as a dad. Yeah. And I think you got to check his age. I don't know. Keelan's still a young man.
He's 59.
Lawrence is 59.
Yeah.
Can play it easy.
Yeah.
Play Keelan.
Get him some makeup, you know? Absolutely.
Y'all like that story? Would that be a good Memphis story? Memphis basketball story?
It would be a
story?
Perfect just, Memphis story. Let me
know. Guys been everywhere. All these they've transferred everywhere. And maybe it ends up, Jonathan,
who knows?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But you'd have those kids would come back in, right, to an excited fan base, hopefully a full arena, John. We get through this damn COVID thing.
Yeah.
Much different than even when their brothers were there that first time. And you'd get sort of that, they would feel that sort of, man, welcome back to the family. The family, Miss Bright?
Yeah.
You guys grew up wanting to be Tigers.
Have
that story.
Now, okay,
again.
So I'm glad you mentioned
it. Did it get just too, you know?
Well, I don't think
flowery there.
It feels as warm and as fuzzy about it as you do, right? I mean, if you're, you know.
No, that's what I told you. That's why I separate. I said, here's the details, and here's how Jason feels.
Yeah, okay? Because loved it.
So we separate.
I love it.
Thank you, because I want to let you know.
I love feelings and stories.
Well,
I
gave you story, I gave you facts, I gave you report, and I gave
it's
you
great.
Feelings. And what a great story it would be.
Well done.
To sort of cap this thing off.
And it would be a great story.
And again,
story.
A better ending than what it had been. And maybe, you know, some of these clowns that love to go at them, you know. Maybe you can
flip
visit.
The script.
Oh, yeah.
Flip the script on a few of them fools,
yep.
too.
But, you know? But Keelan and, is
to point, on their head.
To that point, though, you're entitled to feel how you feel. You want to blame everything on them. You go right ahead. That's a miserable existence. It'll be like, cow, y'all miserable.
It's
got to be like, cow, y'all miserable with that mess.
Yep. Yes.
Because you know the story.
So
you know
true.
What happened with Bowen and Tucker.
Yes. Now, Uncle Jason,
yes, sir.
It is a business. And that's exactly, it is not about It is not about, all right.
Flowery feelings and good stories. It's about fit and can Penny get to a NCAA tournament in his fourth year.
Yeah.
And on the other side,
and also Keelan
does this
to know,
fit for the Lawsons?
Well, yeah.
Who have been transferred and lied to before him by other schools on roles and that kind of thing? Yeah.
It's like Keelan said he knows things he shouldn't, you know? I mean, he said that this week.
Right.
He knows better than anybody that there are guys who have come to Memphis in the last several years and left Memphis the same way Chandler left Oregon, feeling sort of like what they were promised in the recruiting process did not come to fruition. So that also should be said, you know, tap the brakes just a little bit.
Yeah, he told me, listen, you remember when he was talking about having somebody to hold those kids accountable and push them?
Yeah.
We got the sense that, and I think it was some of it, that guy, you know, need a guy like that on the staff, on Memphis' staff, if you could have one. And a lot of people took that as he's talking about himself.
Yep.
But it's, I think it was more rooted in he didn't feel Chandler, too, was pushed in the way or held accountable in the way that capable of much more and needed to push him and is looking, you know, that was a part of last night, okay? Who's going to push him, Penny? Because, Penny, you're doing what are you doing? You're doing defense, you're doing offense. Keelan told us, you having to hold him accountable too? Because that's a lot on your head coach. Tell me who on this staff, if it's going to be you doing everything, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But who on this staff's going to push my son, Chandler? Because that wasn't the case, you know, where we are at our last stop. So,
yep.
So again, you know, it's not just, hey, fit roster. It's also, you know, who's going to push my boys? Where's Jonathan's time? You know, who's going to push Chandler? Where's Jonathan's time? Show us on the ball, you know. All of that played into it, too. And my point is this. I don't think Penny's on there for 2 hours if he doesn't have the answers as he sees it, to those questions.
Yep. And so, look, it'll be a very – do you get the sense that it's down to Memphis and TCU? Like, do you think it boils down to those two?
Well, I'm not real sure on what Missouri, if they're coming in late here.
Right.
If how much footing they could get here. Hell, John, next – they make a call and things like whatever.
Right.
That could always, you know, you've known recruiting better than anybody.
Yeah.
How fast that could change. But to your point, yes. I mean, if you want, you know, because I got to think that the boys who were signed up to be at Oregon together, you know, if they had it their way, they'd both like to be together. And I got to think, again, you're talking about having the entire family on. I thought it was great when Keelan's, KJ was on the Zoom. Chuck Lawson, Keelan's brother, on the Zoom. It's right?
It says a lot.
That says family. And again, Penny, and that's the thing, you know, you reached out to Chandler first, offered him first. Was a few days later than you did having them both on at the same time, Chandler and Jonathan doing them together.
Mm-hmm.
I think tells you everything you want to know.
Arkansas just got a commitment 30 minutes ago from a 6'7 wing, Stanley Umude, I think is how you say his name. He's from South Dakota. So that probably tells you why they are not interested in Jonathan, because they just got this commitment from a transfer in Umude.
Keelan said Arkansas is going after vets.
Yep.
And that's why right now they want Chandler. They're trying to, you know, they just made a deep run. They're trying to get over the top. They need vets right now. That's what Musselman's the king of it. He did it in Nevada. He just takes the transfer situation. You know, Jonathan's still got a lot to prove. We all love his game. I'm with John. I think he can play point guard for you. But yes, Arkansas, that's worth noting. I'm glad you brought it up. It's not the both of them. And I just got to think if you're trying to win.
No doubt.
Having the pitch that's got the both of them involved.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be the one that ends up winning out.
I mean, look.
That's a benefit to you.
I think it just depends on the opportunities, right? But if you're the Lawson family, you would ideally not like to have to split time or choose between, what if Chandler and Jonathan play a game on the same night for different teams? So mom's got to go to, you know, Fayetteville or wherever, and, you know, dad's got to go to Dallas for, you know, so like that, it's just a lot easier.
It's more convenient.
When everything
not that they won't. I mean, hell, they picked up and went to Kansas.
No, you're right. But I think it makes most, you know, I think it probably boils down to, okay, which opportunity where both of our sons are involved makes the most sense. So
sounds like they grilled Penny and sounds like they got most of the answers they were looking for.
Well, that's interesting.
So we'll see what happens. I asked him if that was the last meeting, and to that point, to sort of get back on the boat, they're probably going to do follow-ups with TCU and Arkansas. We'll see where it goes. Maybe then there's a follow-up with Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you spend 2 hours with them last night. I don't expect this thing to drag out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they kind of know who's involved and, you know, what they want and what they
– one way or the other.
The questions got answered. So, anyway, very illuminating stuff there, Jason, on the Lawson family.
Great.
And the decisions that are coming down the pike. What an ending it would be for Memphis basketball. And it would also end the recruiting process for this roster in 2021-22. of course, provided no other
certainly
transfers.
Certainly think so, right, unless somebody else leaves.
So anyway, there you go. Interesting stuff there from Jason on the Lawsons. We will come back. Lots more to come. Ernie Kuiper going to join us at 11:45. Talk to him about Jonathan Lawson's game, about the game he's got coming up tomorrow there at Collierville. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all of the action. One place, FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is number one sportsbook. The app's simple to use. Even an old man like me can use it. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, like the 3x2 we've been telling you about that John said came through last night. Exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced boost odds on the biggest events like this weekend's Masters. They've got just about everything is what I'm trying to tell you. And right now, they've got a great deal. FanDuel's letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Means you get a chance to go back at it. Just place any bet you want. And if you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get that entire bet up to $1,000 back. Yes, inside credit. FanDuel, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Catch all your favorite teams with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 gift cards to 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill in South Haven. 10th Inning Sports Bar and Grill is the area's go-to spot for lunch, dinner, drinks, and entertainment. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Old Dominic's 150-year-old story is back and ready to be shared. Join the team at Old Dominic for distillery tours and tastings at their craft distillery. Located at 305 South Front Street in the heart of downtown Memphis. The only distillery tour in Memphis. The Old Dominic Distillery Tour is a 45-minute sensory journey that begins with the history of Old Dominic Whiskey and founder Domenico Canali. An up-close view of the extensive grain-to-glass craft distilling facility and ends with a curated tasting of Old Dominic's portfolio of spirits. Visit olddominic.com for tour availability. Can't make it downtown for a tour? Ask your favorite Memphis spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic on shelves. Share a sip of pure Memphis with hometown brand Old Dominic.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kelly Erb with Marksmansdorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is.
I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Mark Spensdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny. We tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
That's Sheldon Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets hotter than ever. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Grizzlies-Knicks game, and if the team you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of the bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Knicks to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Switching your car insurance to GEICO is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a butcher with a sense of humor. A co-meat Ian.
Well, I'd tell you a joke, but I'd probably butcher it. The stakes are too high.
GEICO. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
When a strange man dies alone in the woods, a search to figure out who he is sends me to some incredible places.
He crossed the Atlantic in a small sailboat. He told me he got selected as an escort for Miss America. He also married an actress, a Broadway actress. You learn to recognize people who have a little bit of con in them, and he was that.
Stay away from Matthew McGill. New episodes everywhere, weekly, starting April 13th. Or you can binge the whole thing exclusively on the new Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop out from stainless steel. Go hard getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the mother wonder if you did it. Damn right, and I do it.
You wonder, just in terms of, you know, obviously Memphis has reached out to Devin Askew, the Kentucky transfer. You've seen them linked to Mason Faulkner. Obviously, Penny committed, not committed, but completed a two-hour Zoom last night with the Lawson family. So maybe this is one of those deals where, you know, you got to get a little creative with the roster, but Penny's always been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if the 13 ultimately looks a little different, if a guy like Devin Askew or a guy like Mason, you know, wants to get into the mix, certainly you would be willing to accommodate, you know, talents
I think
like
the,
that.
With the Lawsons, right, put you at seven new faces.
Yes.
Six, I think, back, seven new faces.
Yes.
If you added more than that, another point guard, it'd be quite a few faces.
No
that'd
doubt.
Be quite a few new faces.
So, I mean, that's a challenge in and of itself, just because, look, we know how hard it has been historically, right, at times for Memphis when they're incorporating so many new faces. But, you know, that's part of the deal. And look, you're doing it with a lot of talent. You know, that's the thing. You're doing it. You're not replacing, you know, it's not a bunch of new untalented faces.
Right.
It's a bunch of very talented faces. So that will certainly bear watching. Look, very sad news. DMX, we've talked about him a little bit this week, officially has passed away. DMX was on life support for.
I saw that this morning. Someone, okay. And so yesterday was it was premature.
Yes.
Because then I saw someone on the news say this morning he was still on life support. And so he is officially, we're saying, this time.
Yes, officially has passed away at the age of 50.
Man.
The reports are that, you know, this was due to an overdose potentially, which is just,
Yeah, you'd hope he had gotten through because he's dealt with this for years and years, addiction, had a fiance.
Yep.
So was clearly looking forward to a future with her. And it's unfortunate, man, because like we said, the easy storybook, we were talking about storybooks earlier, easy storybooks, right? You go through your troubles, and once you climb the hill out of them, you're done. But that's rarely how it goes.
DMX had a hard life.
You know, it's rarely how it goes, man.
He had a hard life.
Dude was on top, though. I went back and looked, and it did. When I went back, it did look silly, me saying my favorite Rough Rider was Eve after I saw the crowds that he rocked, like how big the crowds were. That said, so what? I was partially Eve. That said, my point, how big DMX was at his height. Dude, he packed
huge.
Them in. Yes.
Huge.
Yes. I mean, my gosh.
Yep.
They were rolling, Rough Riders.
So. X gonna give it to you.
Man, rest in peace, DMX.
50 years old. 50 years old, unfortunately.
Man, 6 years old than me.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's tough. I mean,
them
look.
Demons, man. Them demons, bro.
I remember, you know, reading stuff about DMX where he said his mom would, you know, beat the teeth out of him, basically. Like, he just had a tough life, you know. And sometimes, unfortunately, you know, you never quite recover. And you know, he was fighting demons like a lot of us do, you know. Unfortunately, you know, they got the better of him. But DMX passes at the age of 50, leaves behind an unbelievable legacy in terms of hip-hop and the game itself. There's a big game. Speaking of games, there's a big game tomorrow at noon at Collierville High School. My television career continues to just blow up. I will be on the call with Eric Castletine on Local 24. Ernie Kuiper is El Jefe. He's the man putting it together. He runs Hoop City Basketball Club, was on staff for the state title-winning Houston Mustangs last year. Do I have all that correct? Ernie, how you doing, man?
Doing well, brother. Appreciate the introduction, man.
Yeah, is there anything else that
you deserve it?
You're doing custodial work there at Houston as well. Did I get that? Anything else?
Hey, we'll do whatever it takes, brother. We'll do whatever it takes.
So the
you know what I'm saying, Jason? There's a couple of us that we'll do whatever it takes.
Yes, because that's what you got to do to make it go. John's just one of these surface dudes.
That's right.
You got to put one of the work here.
Just a surface dude.
We know the deal.
All right, so Jack Jones Shootout. What year is this with the Jack Jones Shootout, Ernie?
This is, I think we're going on about 12, fellas.
That is
somewhere
awesome.
In there. 12, 13, somewhere in there. An amazing run.
What sort of what motivates you to do it? What motivates you to put this game together 12 years later?
I mean, it's just fun to, you know, all the kids of Memphis, just seeing them get the opportunity, and then especially just, you know, thinking back to, you know, Jack and being with him, and he was the biggest basketball fan in the city of Memphis, and just being able to give the kids of, you know, the city of Memphis something to showcase.
Jonathan Lawson is going to be in the game. Mason Miller is going to be in the game. Debo Coleman, who is committed to Georgia Tech, is going to be in the game. So it'll certainly be, you know, a star-studded affair. Of course, there, most people will come to see me and Eric on the call, as you know, but there will also be a very good basketball game taking place on the court. Listen, we've been talking a lot about Jonathan Lawson, Ernie, here on the show because his recruitment's heating up. He got out of his letter of intent with Oregon. You coached him last year. Tell us a little bit about his game, what he is as a position, and what he does best on the floor.
Well, you should be talking about him. The kid is just a flat winner. I mean, there's nothing more you can say. I mean, he's a stud. He's the ultimate team player, and the kid just wins. I mean, he's a competitor. Probably one of the most, if not the most competitive kid I've ever coached in all my years of doing AAU basketball and high school basketball. I mean, the kid is just competitive. You know,
does he go in, you think, or wherever he goes, college, whatever, go in an immediate guy that's out there and contributing? Does he need time to cook? What do you see him as eventually on the college level? Point guard, guy that can play multiple positions? What do you see in the future for him in terms of at college?
He's multiple position guy. He's a mismatch nightmare. He's 6'7", can handle the ball, pass it well, again, shoot it well. I see him contributing right away. Again,
okay.
he literally – I mean, is just a fierce competitor. I've never ever seen anything like it in all my years. I mean, he is not going to lose.
Are you? And, you're not just saying, like, I mean, you coach a lot of dudes now.
No. He's got a different switch. He's different, and I absolutely, it was just a complete, you know, honor and privilege to coach that kid. I mean, he just literally was going to find a way to win every time you stepped on the court.
You're talking about that intensity, Coach. Coach Lawson was talking about that year with you guys, that he matured under you guys. Did you see something when he first got there and then, you know, a different product later on in terms of the maturity level? Did you see him grow that way too? Keelan was giving y'all the credit.
Amazing just watching him grow under Mike. I mean, him and Mike have just a special relationship, and they just – he just grew, and he wanted it, though. That's the thing.
Right,
I mean, like,
yeah.
You're talking first one at the gym, last one at the gym type stuff. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, it's special. You know, you don't see it very often. And if I was Penny or you know, whatever, like you said, you guys talking about whatever college coach, I mean,
sure,
I'd be all over him. I mean, that'd be the number one priority. He's that good.
What does he, like, in terms of what he brings, you know, whether it's playmaking or, you know, defending, scoring. Like, what do you think he does best sort of immediately at the next level?
Well, just his basketball IQ. I mean, I think the best thing, again, I go back to he's a competitor. So you got to have that. Like, what I mean is he's going to hold people accountable. He's a leader. Like, he just wins. So you need that around your program.
Well, like you said.
And he's just. Go ahead.
I was gonna say you saw that at Baylor, for example. Like Baylor has lots of guys like that.
Yeah, he's a dog. He's one of those dudes. Yeah, he's special.
We are of course talking to Ernie Kuiper, El Jefe. He of course is putting on Jack Jones, the Jack Jones Shootout tomorrow. It's gonna be on television on local Memphis at noon.
So big time.
Carville High School, but you're gonna have fans, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yep, $5 at the door, and we hope to get a lot of fans to come out and support the event. It'd be great.
I mean, do you have pretty? I'm not trying to like put you on the spot here, but like, are you pretty much able to, you know, in terms of capacity, no real limitations?
We'd be about 3/4, we believe.
Okay,
3/4.
So 75%. I mean, how good
and
is that?
That thing's huge.
How good does that feel? Just as somebody, you know, you put on events. I mean, this sort of it's one of your many businesses, right? One of your many things that you do. You know, in your life, how good does it sort of feel to be able to put on these events and get back to like some form of normalcy?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's going to be special tomorrow. I mean, this time last year, I was probably talking to you guys, you know, and there was no events, no nothing going on, no AAU basketball. It's starting. It's awesome. This year's been tough, man, on everybody, you know. And I'm just excited to be able to, be, you know, to see this event take place tomorrow. It's going to be another good thing. Let's keep moving forward.
Ernie, this is the first one without Jack, you know, with the namesake?
Yeah,
no, you kept it going is what it looks like.
Yeah, this is the first one without my man. I'm going to be missing old Jack.
Yep.
So this will be the first one to be tough. But, you know, he'll be watching from heaven, and he'll have a big smile on his face, especially with Coach Dave Lato, you know, taking the reins and being the head coach here this year. That's a big deal. And Dave Lato was the first coach at the University of Virginia when Jack opened his arena there. So
gotcha.
It's pretty special.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I wanted to get your thoughts, Ernie, as you know, obviously you've been around kids who are going through the recruiting process for many years. You know the college basketball game. You got family coaching in college basketball. We are entering a new time and a new frontier of sorts with the transfer sort of penalty being waived one time at the college level. Is this a good thing for the sport? Is it a bad thing for the sport? Like, what is just sort of your view on transfers and what we've seen so far in college basketball?
You know, it's a tough question for me to answer because each person is different, you know? So, yeah, some of it's good, some of it's bad. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But for some players, it's needed to fit. But then some players are also transferring just because, you know, a coach, you know, disciplines them or something, you know. I mean, at some point in your life, you got to tighten up a little bit, you know. But there is some kids that really need a change and need that opportunity. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you know, that's a tough question for me to answer because each kid is in a unique situation.
Yeah, there's no question. I know somebody whose kid is in a unique situation. That's my partner's, because he is in the Hoop City Basketball Club family. So now
I am a family member.
Now that we've sort of got you two together, Jason, any kind of complaints or things you'd like to see?
Hey, slow it down there,
upgraded
John.
There.
I'll tell you what.
I wanted to get him on the line with you, Ernie. Hold
really
you accountable.
Now, Ernie, I never thought I was going to turn into LeVar, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
But we didn't make those second half adjustments last game. How's that sound? I bet you get a ton of that, huh?
Yeah.
Like the crazy parent? Do you? How do you deal with the crazy parent? Because I'm trying to not be one of those.
This is the same way I deal with you. Hey, could we move on to the new subject, please? We done. This conversation's over.
Okay. I just wanted to come at you like one. I didn't want you to think this was me.
So this is how you handle
and see how it goes down.
So Ernie, Coach Kuiper, this is how you handle all your concerns. I mean, you just put Buffy on it afterward. What's going on here?
Listen, we voice them. We go back to But
no, we're 2-1.
Guys, I don't think Ernie has any bad parents. Those are all great parents.
Brad, I think you're acting.
Hey, you got to interview them parents first, man.
At least so far, my first grade experience.
Yes, yeah. and then
it gets a little more intense as you go up.
Look, we're gonna keep your feet to the fire here. Girls' team's coming soon, right?
Oh, there you go.
Ernie's expanding.
Right. Let's make it happen, John. You get your daughter ready, and we'll make it happen.
I have a couple. I'm already recruiting. Trust me. I've already got like some similar aged girls that I'm getting into the family.
Streaky,
so don't worry.
Streaky shooter like her daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plays no defense.
Better shooter, defender than her dad. So absolutely. Well, Ernie, I tell you what, man, we are excited about the game tomorrow noon at Collierville. Jack Jones Shootout.
And thanks for having us, Ernie. We're enjoying it, brother. Chris having a ball.
I appreciate you guys more than you know, man. Have a great Friday. Enjoy the day, fellas.
You too, boss.
Thanks, Ernie.
Yep.
He is Ernie Kuiper putting on the Jack Jones Shootout there.
He's a good man.
He's a good dude.
Look, there's going to be a lot of talent if you want to see Jonathan Lawson play.
So isn't Keelan out there coaching tomorrow with Leto?
Yeah, Hoop City 16s. Keelan's coaching Hoop City 16s this year.
Lawson's and Jack Jones and Ernie. Everybody's together out there tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh. You'll be out there tomorrow, right? You got some games?
Yeah, we're actually part of the first grade division, the part that won't be on with John and Eric on TV.
No.
You know what you should do? 2-1, Hoop City first grade
I have an idea. This is very spontaneous.
10 o'clock.
You have the codes for all the Facebook 92.9 stuff. Do a little Zoom live of Chris's game.
Hell no. You're putting too much. We've stopped looking to John to lift us up in terms of our career and all that. Because every opportunity he's had to do so, he just runs over. Doesn't give CJ the kind of shot. So we don't need John.
We don't need John involved anymore.
Let him do his big boys, the stuff everybody wants to see on ABC. And we'll just do our work.
With all due respect,
we'll just try to get better every day.
I don't think anybody is trying to see a 14-12 basketball game. In fairness, right? I mean, if you're a parent, you would love that. But I don't think the general masses are gonna flock to our Facebook Live.
A lot of these Zoom broadcasts have really taken off during the pandemic. I'm not suggesting people are watching it in mass. Parents are.
I don't think you want to see that first and second grade game. That thing can get a little bit. Herd of guys just trying to pull at the ball.
A lot of kids in one circle.
But I'll tell you what, our coach, Tyler Park, we're 2-1, baby.
All right.
And at first, when we were 2-0, I was thinking, okay, Park may get coach of the year. Now, we've slipped up, had that fall, so we've got to, we need to bounce back.
Yeah.
But we could not have a better coach than what we've got with first and second grade. It's like herding cats.
It's hard.
That's what we all said.
It's hard.
They stop listening after about 5 minutes. Bro.
They don't space.
At some point, though, do you find yourself.
How do you teach spacing? The kids are all trying to get the dang ball.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Space. At some point, do you want to,
don't nobody know roles?
Is this even basketball, what we're playing?
It's not.
It's not, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you that now.
And they travel every time.
But what you see is the growth.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Do you see the growth throughout the season? By the end of the season, hopefully they're out.
Do they call travel?
Do they? Yes,
they
call.
So you have to actually dribble?
Now they give them
a little lenience.
Five steps.
And that's seeing what that line is has sort of been my education into this.
Yeah.
It's sort of what you do give them or not. But, you can't just let them run from John from half court to the bucket. We don't do that in first and second grade Hoop City, okay?
Oh, I like it. I'm glad.
They do the instructional referee thing where they stop and they're like,
So the games last 4 hours?
Yeah.
I've told you that story about my sorry basketball career. How my father was a sportscaster here locally. Had to come watch me. And we're talking about head and hand stuff. Chris couldn't get his shoes tied out there. I hope he's not listening.
That's a hard.
I hope he never goes back.
We've been there.
But I can't run out.
No.
to help. And the problem is, Chris, we've talked about Chris and Ty and Shoes, you know, one of the later guys.
Yeah.
But he's got it down now. But the problem is, if he's on the – he's literally on the block waiting to catch – he's trying to get it done there. When that time cook – when that time pressure is get that shoot
– Yeah.
Failed. And that's what brought
– So Tyler Parks had called timeout.
Timeout, I'm telling y'all the saddest thing.
It's tough.
This kid couldn't get it tied before the second free throw, and he looked up at me because he knew that game was about to proceed, right, whether he gets tired. He looked up at me like that. Brad feels where I'm coming from.
I know exactly where you're at.
John, you're just getting in. And damn it, guys, there was nothing I could do. I can't run out on the floor.
You're helpless.
I can't tell him, Chris, get it together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm helpless. He's helpless. And you know what happened? This is what brought me to the story. Thank God for that ref.
Yeah.
That ref, that beautiful woman, saw my son struggling, and she tied his shoes. Now, I gave him hell when he came off that floor. I said, son, you're going to get off that damn iPad this weekend. We tying some shoes all weekend long, and I'm going to put you on the clock, okay?
Yes.
But I wanted to hug that woman because she saved me. She saved my boy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was a tough moment.
I've been there.
That's worse than my dad. But, again, the boy.
Well, you clearly hold your dad's.
The boy's going to redeem himself on Saturday. And we're going to win. He's going to score. He's going to kick them shoes tight.
I think this sort of gives you a window into the struggles of this team. We can't even tie our shoes. I mean, forget scoring.
No, everybody can get their shoes tied, including Chris. But when he's under the gun, he panicked, just like his dad has a tendency to do. Oh, man. When he looked up at me with those helpless eyes.
Hilarious.
He looked up at you, bro.
That was a feeling I have not felt before because it was literally, you're
those
helpless right now.
Precious moments.
And I cannot help you. Because literally your parent, your natural instinct kicks in. If your son gives you the helpless, you go out and you fix. You go out and you pull him out of the water. Yep. You go out and pick him up. But in this case, in the middle of a game, I can't run out there. Come on. You're going to have to learn on your own, son. So, and anyway, the referee helped him out. And she got it. She saw him struggle. She saw the panic between the
fathers. CJ Louie looked up at you, man.
Yes, that is a true story, dude. And you're going to in whatever moment it comes, we all have those. And at some point, the kid's got to get through it himself, right?
And you can't do anything
whether
about it.
Whether they're on stage and performing.